We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We communicated, and we felt just a strong bond, and everyone wanted to play for each other.
That's just all 11 men doing their job.
We really focused on just coming together as one unit.
Us executing at that level felt really good.
Everybody, including myself, had a full smile just to be back in that atmosphere.
Ruddy goes down it at the 40. His defender falls down. He puts a hand down, keeps his balance. Touchdown, Hassan Haskins. Henning with some speed down the sideline. Touchdown, Michigan. Corner of the end zone, he dives. Blake Corum again. Deep to his receiver. That's Baldwin. Touchdown, Michigan.
Brought back a lot of great memories. Energy was great.
It's a really good win. We're moving on to Washington.
Last season, we won our first game, and then we died off a little bit. That's going to be huge emphasis.
We haven't done anything yet. We got a long season to go. We got to stack on this and get better every week, every day.
Night game this week, and May's out.
Onward we go.
We're closing in on another Michigan game day. Let's get you set for Saturday's matchup with our Keys to the Game edition of In the Trenches. Now, here's John Jansen.
We're going to get you ready with some keys to the game, a locker room speech, and the maze out that is coming on Saturday night in Ann Arbor as the Washington Huskies travel to Ann Arbor to take on our Michigan Wolverines.
Offense.
They need to identify the defense. This is a very unique defense. They're going to line up with two down linemen, probably a nose and a three technique. Everybody else on the field is going to be a bunch of little people. You're going to have probably four linebackers, five defensive backs, and they're all going to be moving around. Identify where everybody is, and it will be very important in pass protection that Cade McNamara identifies who that Mike linebacker is. Andrew Vistardis, we heard Coach Harbaugh talk about the great week that he had last week against Western Michigan. Same thing this week. Identify where you're setting the protection and make sure you communicate to the rest of the offensive line, to the running backs, to the tight ends, exactly what you're doing in pass protection. You don't want any free runners on the quarterback, because my key for the number two is Jimmy Lake's specialty is the secondary. They are going to be very good back there. And so I'm going to give you, if you're taking notes, this is 2A. Cade McNamara needs to be smart with his eyes. Identify where everyone is and know what is happening after the snap of the ball. Where everybody is before the snap will help identify where that protection needs to be set, where you're going to go with your run blocking. after the snap of the ball, everything is going to change. It's going to come down to the preparation in film study of identifying where everybody is, what their tendencies are, because there's going to be a lot of moving bodies. Make sure that you identify where they are so that you don't throw an unnecessary interception. It is going to be very key to know where those guys are. And then 2B, receivers run precise routes and know the difference between coverages, what's a man coverage, what's a zone coverage, the different types of zones that they're going to run, and what it means for your routes. You've got to be on the same page as Cade McNamara. That's going to be very important, especially without Ronnie Bell. We're going to need somebody to step up in his role and find out who that big play receiver is going to be. It doesn't have to be one guy. It could be two, three guys. The more, the merrier. But know exactly where that defensive secondary is, what coverages are, and make sure that you are on the same page as your quarterback. Because if you're running a route, a man route, your quarterback has to understand that you're going to be running through things. If you're running a zone route, we all know that they're going to sit down in some of those little nooks and crannies of the defense, and that's where the ball is going to be delivered. If they can do that offensively, the protection and identifying this defense is going to be majorly important in this football game.
Defense.
Number one key is up front, the front seven of Michigan's defense. Last week, it was a good Western Michigan offensive line, but not big. This is a very big Washington Husky offensive line. They go about 6'5 to 6'7 across the board, anywhere from 305 up to about 340. And when you have those big offensive linemen and you've got speedy defensive linemen, guys that are quick, and we have those in Chris Hitton, Mozzie Smith, Aiden Hutchinson, Taylor Upshaw, the movement is going to be key. That's how you beat big offensive linemen. So at the snap of the ball, hopefully you're going to see a lot of movement from this defensive line trying to get into those gaps. And it's going to be different than what you saw last week. Mozzie Smith, I talked to him this week, and he was talking about taking on those blockers, sometimes one or two at a time, so that the linebackers could make the plays. It'll still be a part of it, but you've got to be able to get into those gaps, create penetration. This is an offense that did not run the ball well last week, and penetration will kill that Washington offense. Communication on the back end. This is where if you're getting that penetration up front and you're creating movement up front on the back end, if it's going to be a zone coverage, it's going to be man coverage, you've got to make sure that you are in communication with the defensive backs and the linebackers. There were times last week where it seemed like the linebackers were doing one thing, the defensive backs were doing another thing. And we got away with it. But against this offense, you've got to make sure that you're on the same page. And number three, create turnovers. Dylan Morris, their quarterback in Washington, threw three turnovers last week. That should be a challenge for this Michigan defense to create more than the Montana Grizzlies created last week.
Special teams.
Some things to keep aware of. The blocking on punt returns, kick returns. There were times where it was very close to a block in the back. Make sure that you're blocking with your eyes, that you see the numbers in front of an individual. Make sure that you don't get caught for a cheap foul that takes away a big play. We have a chance to be very explosive in special teams. We saw it with Blake Corum. We saw it a number of times. Make sure that you do not take away a big play because you're just being a little bit over-aggressive. Block with your eyes. And number two, this could go along right with it. No penalties. It's got to be good discipline. Don't run into the punter. Don't rough the punter. Don't take away. Don't extend drives and put our defense in a bad position because you just lost discipline. When you're blocking on punts, make sure that you know the snap count, that you know exactly what is going on and what your coverage lanes are. On kickoff, coverage lanes, all of that is about discipline. You can prevent big plays. You can prevent momentum shifts just by simply being disciplined.
Now it's time for John's locker room speech.
This game is not about the Washington Huskies. This game is about the Michigan Wolverines and improving from week one to week two. It is a nameless, faceless opponent. You better know everything there is about the man that you're facing, about the matchup that you have, about the defense, about the offense, whatever that you need to know. Make sure you know every single detail. But when the ball is teed up and this game is kicked off, it is not about the opponent. It wasn't about Western Michigan, and it's not about Washington. Don't worry about what Washington did last week. This is a game where you're heavily favored. People are talking about this as you guys should walk in and win. It's not about that. It's about getting better because you have bigger fish to fry. It's about beating teams like Wisconsin, Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State at the end of the year. That is the goal. And when you play against the Washington Huskies, you go out there and you perform better than you did last week. If you go out there and you get better, your teammate gets better, you support them, you will win the ball game. The upset is always in the mind of the favorite. Right now, there is no favorite. You are going out there and making sure that you are better as a Michigan football player, as an offense, as a defense, special teams. You get better, you will win this game. The competition is simply with yourself. What do you demand out of yourself? What do you demand out of your teammates? What type of leadership do we have on this football team? That will all be determined when that ball is kicked off against the Washington Huskies. The maze out. It's going to be a great environment. Stay focused, men, because you have big things ahead of you. You have opportunities ahead of you, and you want to make sure that you take care of every single one of those.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. M Go Blue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.